Fridays are awesome. I'm Carl Azus, and it's my privilege to welcome you to 10 minutes of current events. We're starting with a new education law in the U.S. that could affect 55 million grade school students. President Obama signed it into law yesterday after it gathered bipartisan support in Congress. It's called the Every Student Succeeds Act, and it replaces the controversial No Child Left Behind law passed in 2002. What will stay the same? Mandatory testing and an emphasis on test scores to indicate groups of students who are failing. What will change? Power will return to states to decide what to do about schools with failing or underperforming students. The president of the American Federation of Teachers called the new law a course correction, saying it moves toward a policy where states have more authority in educating children. Critics are concerned that without the government overseeing them, states may be less willing to fix failing schools. We cannot stop what we cannot see. A quote from U.S. Representative Mike McCaul. He's talking about encryption technology and how it could help potential terrorists keep their plans secret. Officials aren't certain if encryption technology was used by the terrorists who recently targeted a holiday party in San Bernardino, California, or by those who carried out last month's attacks in Paris, France. But Congress is considering a formal review of the technology because there's some encryption that the government can't easily crack. Should law enforcement be allowed access to communications, and how does privacy factor in?
Throughout history, coding and decoding messages has fueled wars. Take World War II. Mathematicians cracked German code created by a machine called Enigma.
It's the greatest encryption device in history, and the Germans use it for all major communications.
Fast forward to Arab Spring. How did protesters organize safely? Many used something called encryption. But that's also the same way terrorists might work together to plan a major attack. The whole idea is to make your messages secret. Encryption jumbles words into random numbers, letters, characters. The words only decode for the person who's meant to read them. It's this technique that sparked a debate at the highest levels of government because the same tech that helps the good guys also shields the bad. And that tech is going mainstream. At the center of it all, this guy.
We're out of food. Honestly.
And the means to cook it?
Yeah, we're out of stove fuel. Caught a fish today.
His name is Moxie Marlinspike. It sounds made up because, well, it is. He's a world-renowned hacker, and he's obsessed with your privacy. He won't tell you where he's from or really anything about his past. But everyone, from secret agents to whistleblower Edward Snowden, looks to what he has to say on one topic, encryption.
If I share photos online with my friends, my intention is to share it with those friends. It's not to share with, like, you know, Twitter the company or Facebook the company or the government.